Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about our health depends on nitric oxide. So I went through so many articles until I found out we can even ignore it if we have a life, if we have a healthy lifestyle. And I will tell you, most of the YouTubes are totally misleading and wrong about nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide deficiency has become popular and is often interpreted wrong. Low nitric oxide means our health is gone and we will get severely sick. Nitric oxide is a gas. Nitric oxide is a gas. And once it is produced, it disappears in seconds because it is a gas. There's everything in the sentence. Without understanding this, you can't understand nitric oxide. So you cannot store it, no? And it is nearly impossible to measure directly a nitric oxide deficiency. It is nearly impossible to measure directly a nitric oxide deficiency. It is just a joke. But the people have got a Nobel Prize for this joke, no? Okay, it goes further. So 190,000 articles in the medicine were published already about this topic. No? It is a joke. No? How do we find out a nitric oxide deficiency? No? In the labor, we don't have these huge labors. Okay, through symptoms. Increase of blood pressure. So, but there are so many other causes for increase of blood pressure. So I have worked in this area for 2 years on the computer and we have simulated it and so on. So nobody can tell me so much more from this. There is so many reasons for that, no? Rectal dysfunction, for instance, penis erection dysfunction, also PED, also hemorrhoids, and so on. But there are so many other causes for these symptoms too. For the penis erection dysfunction, so I went through it just, and so on. And there are so many methods that can help, but if this is severe, when you are getting old and you have a PED, then your entire body is going down. And the same is saying the Chinese traditional medicine. Aging starts in the legs and then in the sex organs, and then it's over. No? Okay. And they have proved this also. Okay, but the Chinese have proved this 3,000 years ago. Okay. Nitric oxide plays an important role in metabolism. That you have to understand. Regulation of blood flow and blood pressure. Relaxation of the blood vessels. This is because of PED, for instance. Insulin signaling and nitric oxide deficiency can lead to insulin resistance type 2 diabetes. Neurotransmitter, how they work, also controlled over nitric oxides. It helps cells to communicate, even there. Nitric oxide deficiency can be responsible for penis erection dysfunction and rectal dysfunction. Okay, our body can produce nitric oxide through green leafy salad, the lining of our blood vessels, and through nasal breathing. Now comes the biggest joke. If we have unhealthy bacterial flora in our mouth, that is true for 95% of the population, we can't get enough nitric oxide through salads. Our healthy mouth bacteria transform food-related nitrates to nitrites for producing nitric oxide. The first is written with N-I-T-R-A-T-E-S, and the other is N-I-T-R-I-T-E-S. Okay, different, no? I have written about that already and how everybody can get healthy bacterial flora in the mouth through xylitol and a strict routine for mouth disinfection and teeth cleaning, so that a dentist can't earn money for filling your caves, because the caves disappear by themselves. See the link at the end. So I've made a bet with my dentist, and she's the greatest dentist in Kabi. Also makes surgery and so on. And I won the bet. She said, okay, if this will work, then we let this cave as it is. After 3 months, the cave disappeared by itself. Okay? Our body produces nitric oxide through the lining of the blood vessels. And that is the only source of nitric oxide that is available everywhere to every moment in our body. Did you get it? If we want to control our blood pressure, we have to control it everywhere in the body. This is only possible through nitric oxide. Okay. For instance, humming is producing nitric oxide. 1 hour of humming every day produces enough nitric oxide, but only in the nose area. When the lining of the blood vessels has calcification, guess it is not working to produce enough nitric oxide. How to clean the blood vessels? This I do every year or so. For six weeks, drink 0.6 liter watermelon juice, you can drink also more, per day, pressed out of the watermelon, including the green rind. And this you do in the morning, okay? And take milk thistle capsule for 3 months to get all the oily stuff out of the blood vessels and so on. Then drink green tea with dark brown cocoa powder every day. Okay, good. The first question should be, why do we get nitric oxide deficiency? There is no answer, or because of aging. It is really, for this I get the Nobel Prize. No? Nitric oxide deficiency is an indicator of an unhealthy lifestyle. Nitric oxide deficiency is an indicator of an unhealthy lifestyle. Okay, everybody got this now. No? The cause of nitric oxide deficiency is an unhealthy lifestyle. I have to repeat it 10 times, then it gets in your brain. These great famous doctors ignore that as usual, because they're working in the laboratory and they don't have any knowledge about healthy lifestyle. Then they want to sell us their supplements to make money, and you don't fix your lifestyle. This never will work. Okay. We need nitric oxide to the right moment at the right place to control our body. And we can't gain that through supplements or food, because nitric oxide is a gas and will disappear in seconds. We can't store it. So, only a healthy lifestyle can help us. What is a healthy lifestyle? A vegan food. No industrial produced food, no oil that includes olive oil or fat. Every plant oil can produce the most dangerous aldehyde and hinder the mitochondria in the cell to produce enough energy. So the unsaturated acid fatty acids are so dangerous. Then even butter is much better. Coconut oil is mostly saturated fatty acid, but in any case, the digestion is slowing down and so on. No white sugar, no drugs, including alcohol, coffee, smoking. Alcohol destroys our healthy bacterial flora in the guts. Coffee is so worse for the kidney and smoking. Okay, we don't have to speak about this. Enough enzymes. Without enzymes, you can't digest. Enough vitamins, minerals, and probiotics through fermented food. 50,000 people in Japan are over 100 years old, and guess they're eating 3 times fermented food every day and only 3 meals. Okay, get it right. No? It might be a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. Cardio training every day. Okay, I'm 66 years old. Okay, also I can train with you, and it's hard to beat me. Okay, then I see other people in the same age group, and most of them, they are obese and make no cardio training. And they are de demands. So then this we call unhealthy lifestyle. You have to use a treadmill or swimming, I use both, or cycling to get fit. Stretching and enough sunlight for vitamin D. And again, sunlight for vitamin D, enough sunlight, okay? Stretching for sure, no? Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.